Welcome, everyone, to this beautiful day and the blessings of Christ, as they are always loving and miraculous. Sometimes we don't get what we think we need, but we always get something that makes our life better.
Okay.
And I just want to thank all of you for being here today. I'm still suffering from technical limitations, shall we say, where there's no internet, some days no power, and the infrastructure down here on the south coast of Texas is still very, very challenged. But our website is functioning just fine. It is hosted out of state, and our webmaster lives out of state. And I can manage the orders with my cell phone. So we've got that all pretty much covered. The problem that we had for a while is we could not get supplies in to deliver orders. But all of our orders we've caught up to. I took the last one to the post office on Friday, although I think a few more have come in since then, except for the G. Clay's. Getting shipment on boxes, I couldn't get a big truck in this area. So those will go out next week. Then we'll be caught up, and we'll be ready to just walk down the road giving great thanks to God that we got through it. And I want to thank you for your immense support. And especially thanks to Darlene, who's managing the board today, and Mary, who's going to help with the calls. Why don't we, you guys, why don't we take some calls from other people, and then with the time we have left, I'll come in and give you an update on the family that we're all trying to rescue, and also another inspirational message from Yeshua. So let's hear from the community while I rest my voice a little bit.
Okay. Okay, we've got area code 903. You're on.
Yes, that would be Stormy, and I've got some of the Calling of Angels playing in the background. It's an hour and a half long. It's only if you can listen to it.
Hi, Tommy took hold on. I think I lost Linda. And I need to try and find her and get her back in here. How did I lose her? Give me a second, sweetheart.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if, you just had a dropped call, or, All right, because she was in, because Mary, are you there? Mary, are you still there? Okay. Okay, so I'm having a little trouble with my PC. I lost my, I lost my my cursor. You're kidding me, right? Somehow I lost Mary and Glenda. Stormy, you can hear me, right? Hello? All right. Something's not right. All right, I did something wrong. I'm really sorry. So, I don't know what I did wrong. I started the recording. Okay. And I have, okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's see if we can get Glenda. Hi, Glenda, are you there?
I am here. Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Pardon me. You didn't do anything wrong. It's just that I didn't log in as a host, which means when you take another caller, you will lose me. But I'll star six again so you can take me. But the thing is, that's the problem with the Q&A. Without me being a host, you will lose me. If Mary logged in as a host, then she should be able to stay on with you. So, Mary.
She did. So I don't know what happened. Well, she was having problems with her computer. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's just move forward then.
Okay. All right. So if I take another caller, we're going to lose you, right?
Yes, but I can star six right back in.
Oh, okay. All right. So, so I had Stormy on the line. Can I bring him back and then you star six?
I think Stormy was finished. Is there someone else on the line?
Okay, yes. There is, area code 530.
Hi, this is Denise near Mount Shasta, and, I want to give gratitude that actually a lot of good things are happening right now, and include in my prayers all the people who are having a lot of challenges, and the animals and plants too, with everything that's been going on with the hurricanes and earthquake. But for my own family, I'd like to ask a blessing. I have a cat family that's pretty sad because one of our guys, Scotty, has been missing for about a month. He actually disappeared during the eclipse while we were watching the eclipse. And we'd like to ask for a blessing for him and for the family, and whatever's going to happen with it, that we'll be able to connect. And also, I'd like to ask for a blessing for a cat that was rescued by the lake here named Jose, and he's at the shelter, and he needs some extra help to get adopted, and he's a really sweet guy, and just like to put him on the prayer list too. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. Glenda, are you there? Hi, Glenda. Okay, so I have to put you in when you star six, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want me to just keep taking calls and ring you
just
back in?
Just keep taking calls, Darlene, because I'll say my piece after they're done, okay?
Okay, great. All right, thanks. So you stay there for that. Keep open. Lose you again. Okay. Next caller is, I've got a 413, area code 413.
Hello. Hello, God Victory. Thank you so much. Thank you for, you're doing a great job. Way to step up and handle all that technology stuff. And I just want to give so much gratitude that my life right now is so amazingly going so well. Never been so happy, never felt so powerful, and I know so much of it is the spiritual work that I've been committed to, and I thank so much this community for your part in it. Glenda's paintings are right above my bed of the Lamb and the Lion and Mary Magdalene right next. It's the first thing I see in the morning and blessing me so much. So I wanted to say that, and I wanted to ask for a blessing. And by the way, it's Sarah from Santa Cruz. I don't know if I said that. So yesterday I got really news that kind of shook me to my core, where my landlord told me that she's going to be selling her home, my home, where I rent. And I just went into such, it's so hard for me. Like I almost felt like all of the good stuff in my life can just be snatched away. And like I can feel the fear wanting to contract into that. So my number one prayer is just to trust that all of this is God's will, and that this force of love is creating what's next for me. And so that's my, I know this is an opportunity for me to just trust more deeply. And then I had this huge download come in last night where I heard that I'm supposed to buy this house, actually, that I'm supposed to buy it, or that I can. And so my prayer is to help that happen if that's the right thing, but even more so, just to trust that the right thing is already, it's already happening, it's already in motion, and for me to trust that. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. We'll include that in our blessing today. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
You're safe. You're always safe. Thank you, Sarah. And we have, I think it's Anthony, 401 area code.
Yes, hi. Yes, it's Tony and Judy. Yeah, we're really just grateful to be connecting with everybody. And we've been listening to a seminar that you did, Glenda, a couple of years ago. I think it was actually in 2012. It's wonderful. We've been really enjoying it. It's the Heart of Your Being webinar. And just wanted to say thanks for that. And it's wonderful to be connecting. That's pretty much it.
Okay. Thank you, Tony. Thank you for calling in. Nice to hear from you, honey.
You.
Bye-bye now. Okay, area code 903. You're on.
Oh, that was Stormy again. Press star 6 again. Just again, I've got my music playing, and go on to the next caller.
Okay, thanks, Stormy. Yeah. Always appreciate it. Thank you, honey. Area code 803. Hello?
803, that's me.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Douglas. I'm in down south, and it's a beautiful day, and there's no hurricanes or earthquakes here, so I'm happy. I'd like to find my family, but as long as I'm not here from them, things must be going good. And it's a good, it's nice to be a part of the conversation, the phone call. And my prayers go out to you.
Okay, and my prayers go out to you. I'm having a little trouble hearing you. It's like an echo on the phone, so it was difficult to understand everything you were saying, but we've...
Oh, okay. Is it still echoing?
That's a little bit better.
A little bit better. Last summer, down south, no hurricanes, no earthquakes, bright sunny day. Everything's beautiful. I'd like to hear from my people, and I pray for them, and it's wonderful to be a part of the conference.
Well, we appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ari, is that you, Jenny? Area code 64274. Hello? Area code 64.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Glenda. Can you hear me?
This is Glenda.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. You're on.
Oh, yes. Hi. Hi, it's Linda. I just want to quickly express gratitude for everybody in this community. Glenda, who obviously we love so much, and her messages, but all of you and the support team and your lovely support and messages today. I'm requesting a couple will be added to the blessing list and prayers. One lady is Jenny. She had breast cancer years ago, but did get better, but now has gone into secondary cancer, and she's dedicated her life to helping disadvantaged children and children with learning difficulties, so my prayers for her. And secondly, I was able to recently meet a beautiful woman who's part of this community, isn't often in the calls because she lives remotely in Australia and also fosters children. So she listens in when she can on recordings. But she's just recently learned that, as maybe the previous caller that was on, that the land that she has been the caretaker of for years and fostering these children in their healing, the owners now want to sell. So just the same, she's asking for help in knowing where God's will would be and if she could continue on that property, fostering these children and healing them, but also obviously if she can get support in how she's to do that. So her name is Denise, and give lots of love and blessings for her.
Her name is Denise?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for asking that for her. That sounds like a wonderful thing she's doing.
It is.
Thank you, Linda. God bless you, and I bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Sarah, you're on. Hi, Sarah Crary.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's really good to be here. And I'm calling in because last Tuesday night, when I did the Tuesday night blessing, there was an incredible, miraculous thing going on where a friend of mine who hasn't really connected with the blessing before wanted prayers for her nephew and another friend in the hospital, serious situations. She had the faith and belief that God would answer her prayers. She called everybody she knew, well, a lot of people she knew, who all joined in the blessing that night. And the feedback has been off the charts. Just everybody felt that they want to know more. These two guys, I think, are, I don't know, you know, how they're doing right now, but they felt it. You know, it was just amazing experience. And I would actually like to put these two men, particularly the two men, into the blessing today. One is named Keon, I think that's how you say it, K-E-I-O-M, and the other one is Rodney. And I just want to bless the woman that had the faith to just commit to, this is going to work. So just to encourage all of us to know the power that, you know, we all know that if we've been doing it, but it's just, it's real. Yeah. So
yeah,
I love everybody.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for calling in for that and asking for that blessing today. God
Thanks.
Bless you, Sima.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Liz, you're on.
Hi, this is Winterhawk near Mount Shasta as well, and blessings. So glad things are going well for you, Glenda. Lots of love. I'd like to ask a blessing for our friend Patty, who's going to have surgery in a couple of weeks. Should come through it fine, but all love helps. And I would also like to ask a blessing for Eve in this community who's down in Florida. We've kind of lost touch the last couple of years, but I'd sure like to know her to know that we're thinking of her and sending blessings, and sure love for her to get in touch. And prayers to all the travelers here in Mount Shasta. A lot of cold kids and dogs staying on the streets here these days and doing everything we can to help them. So love to them, too. And everywhere. Thank you. And thanks.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. They're in our prayers.
Thank you.
And in the blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank
God bless you.
Hi, Mary. Are you there?
Hey, Darlene. Yes, for some reason I was muted, but that's okay. We learn as we go along. I just wanted to comment on the endless amount of gratitude that flows through this blessing call. And I mean, I hear it from so many of today's callers, and I have been receiving so many lessons, especially the past few weeks, about how gratitude, first of all, in and of itself, gratitude is such a sacred, holy place to be in. And sometimes just that action of being grateful for our daily bread brings us into our next step, our next, I know I always think of Yeshua saying, not to worry about tomorrow, that just to kind of behold and take in the glory of today. And so sometimes I think that gratitude fills us and then propels us on to our next step, whether it's to, purchase that house or whatever we're holding in prayer. I think gratitude is a beautiful doorway. And so I'm grateful to always hear the gratitude of this community. It fills me up, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, we're grateful to have you here. Mary, I am trying to get you back in. I'm trying to see where you're unmuted, and I can't. It looks like you are unmuted.
I am now, so maybe we will just hope for the best and move and keep and see if there's other callers. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why that happened, but that's okay.
Okay, just hold on for 1 second because I want to try something. Glenda right there.
Yeah.
Glenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I got you.
I hear everything.
You're on with us and you're not in the Q&A.
And I would just love to respond to what Mary said and to what all the rest of you have said. You've touched my heart so deeply, all of you. And I want to reinforce what Mary just said, because gratitude is the confirmation of faith. That's really what it is. And it almost doesn't matter what we express gratitude for. We could express gratitude that the grocery store had our favorite fruit on the stand. But it confirms our faith about everything. Gratitude is the confirmation of faith. Now, let's look at it this way. What absolute guarantee do we have that tomorrow will even exist? Or, if it exists, that we will be able to go out to our car and it will turn over and run? Or that we will get from there to the grocery store? You see, actually, everything is faith. And the minute we express gratitude, it becomes a confirmation of faith, and everything works better. So just lay gratitude on life by the spoonfuls. That would be my recommendation to everybody, no matter what you believe, no matter what you practice, no matter what you need or you want, or how you plan to get along with other people who believe different things. The need for gratitude is universal. It's one thing there's not a person on this world that doesn't like to hear thank you. There are some people that don't want to hear you're forgiven, because then they'll say, well, what did I do wrong? You've judged me. You see what I mean? There's no one who doesn't want to hear thank you. And if it's not thank you to them, it's thank you just to hear you thanking someone else. It's a universal message of appreciation. So lay it on heavy, lay it on thick. And the thing is, you see, as we confirm our faith confirms our belief and love of God. And God's belief in love of us. And that's where the power lies. loving God with all our heart, knowing He loves us with all His heart. That's your power source. Then we extend it out to the world by loving one another. But not everybody gets it right away. We know that. We know sometimes people just are little bitty stinkers. We love them and they look at us like, what are you up to? You know, what do you want? But that's okay. That's okay. You know, this is where it's important to have a sense of humor and a sense of inner forgiveness that just takes life with a light touch, no matter what happens, whether it's a flood or a tornado or an earthquake or a military invasion. We protect ourselves. We protect our loved ones. We do whatever we can to prevent and contain prevent damage and contain our safety is what I meant to say. And then we take it with the lightest touch we can, because there's nothing that shuts down our thinking apparatus as well as our heart to go into stress, worry, and distrust. We stop doing the best we can do. If we can manage to stay open, we will do better. We will connect with those who can help us. We can really, truly pray in the spirit of prayer. And I just want to take a few minutes to thank you and everyone who made such a generous contribution to this family in Kenya. We have just about made it. Just, in fact, we would have made it, except that part of my plan was to return the generator to Home Depot, which would have given me another $1,000 to put in, and they disallowed it. So, so my prayer tonight is that somebody, somewhere, will, I'm sure it will happen. I'm sure it will come from somewhere, because we're going to make it. This family is not going to lose their father. He's not going to prison. And thank God, thank you for everything you've done, and for most of all, for just being all that you are. And I pray triple-fold charity and blessings upon you for your love and generosity and for really caring enough to make a difference in the lives of people you don't know. But I promise you, they're the sweetest family you would ever want to know. And they will love you forever. You have now a family that will love you forever. And maybe they don't know you by name, although I'm going to send names to them. Sometimes names don't matter so much, but they'll know that you were there. And because of you, they live. And that's a special, special gift. That's going to erase a great deal of negative karma. And I'm not saying that you have it, but we all do a little bit, because we all have unfinished business, debts we haven't paid back, things that work to our advantage better than they did to someone else's advantage. And sometime along in life, we've always planned to make it up. Or we come into this life with lessons to learn or debts to pay. Well, You just washed up a whole bunch of karma and racked up a bunch of blessings for yourself and made a huge, huge difference in the lives of some very vulnerable people who were helpless and could not have done this on their own. So I'm personally thanking you for it. And I will thank you again and again. And when they're well and happy, I'll post pictures of them for you to see. Okay. Well, that's pretty much what I wanted to tell you, because it's a miracle. But you know what? It's the kind of miracle that happens every day when we love one another. We can take God's love for granted. We've got that. That's a no-brainer. It's there. But, you know, we don't always receive it. We block it. And there's so many reasons we block it. One is we don't think about it. Two is we don't think we're worthy of it. Three is, could he really, really love me? Four is, well, I don't know. Maybe he would love me if I did X, Y, and Z first. Maybe I have to earn it. Or maybe he just could never love me. Okay, scratch out all those answers because not a single one of them has a grain of truth to it. He just flat loves you. No conditions whatsoever. You've already been forgiven. The only reason you need to ask for it is to clear it out of your own system. It's kind of like you got to clean the cookies out of your computer so it will function better. Or sometimes, you know, you have to clear the history out of your computer. Otherwise, it'll just keep bringing up the same old stuff, same old stuff. Or it'll block new downloads that just can't happen. Or it'll cause crashes or whatever. So that's why we need to ask forgiveness. Asking forgiveness is for us. It's to clear the history out of our life. It's so that we take stock of things we felt bad about. And if you need to, put them on a list, but get them out of your mind, get them out of your heart, and make up a bucket list and say, well, before this life is over, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z to make up for this. That's okay. That'll work. But get it out of your heart. You've got to ask forgiveness. And not just for the things you've done, for the things you didn't do. Not just for wrongful beliefs, but failure to really believe in those who believed in you. Just ask for forgiveness. It'll clear that mind up. It'll wash your heart out. And it makes you capable of forgiving others. Because when you can see that you weren't perfect, but you were still worthy to be a child of God, it makes it so much easier to forgive other people and to see that they're struggling with a lot of the same things you are. They have illnesses or financial problems or job problem or discouragement or personal doubts or lack of education or lack of resources or, you know what the big list is. We've all been on some part of the big list. And it causes us sometimes to act and do less than we are, less than we could. And other people can be so quick to judge and say, oh, that's a bad person. No, my friends, that was just a difficult situation. That's all. It was just a difficult situation that anybody could find themselves in at some point in their life. And we pray every day, I pray every day, that those people in difficult situations find ways to bring grace into it so that they can walk out and through the door into a brighter light and better opportunities. And this goes for our beloved animal friends as well. I've been praying for them every day because they suffered terribly from the hurricane. They didn't have shelters to go to. They didn't have military rations to eat. They didn't have clean water. They didn't have warmth or dry spot to get away from the flood. And many of them died without any consolation whatsoever. And I pray for their souls, knowing that they've already forgiven God. They've already forgiven us. They've already forgiven everything. Animals are so forgiving. But it still doesn't mean that we should not care and prevent as much abuse as we can. Because there's such great sources of love in our life and in the world. So, with that sweet thought, I think it's time that we moved on into the blessing. By my time, it's now 3:36, and I think you've probably heard enough from me. But, Darlene, I'll turn the board back over to you, so you can do what you need to do.
Okay. Glenda, were you going to say the closing prayer?
Yes, I will be glad to. It will be my pleasure.
Okay.
And once I do, just put everybody on mute so that it doesn't, coughs and other things in the background don't get recorded.
Everyone is on mute.
Okay, good. And when you're finished, now those who don't know, be sure and go rest for at least 7 minutes. Allow yourself to be a sweet little sponge that just takes up the love of God, the grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, the sweetness of Yeshua, and his comforting touch. Okay? Just take it up and let it do what it wants to do. Be open. Because sometimes, I have to tell you this, sometimes I keep tackling a problem over and over, and I don't get results. But sometimes someone will tell me to do something else, which is a collateral problem, not quite the same, but connected. And once I solve that, then the problem I wanted to solve clears up right away. So sometimes we get stuck thinking we've got the answer. And I want to tell you right now, if you have tried and tried again, you don't have the answer. So open up to other things being possible, because sometimes the back door is the best way in. There's less resistance on it. There's less opposition to it. There's less conditioning coming there. Sometimes through the subconscious and unconscious channels, there's more power to activate healing because we don't have our defenses up. We don't have our false beliefs there. We don't have our sense of doubt and failure there. And it just comes right through and solves the problem. That's why it's so important to just rest and don't think. And don't think you have the answer. You wouldn't be here if you did. Okay? So, in the name of Yeshua, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, let us begin. Dear Yeshua, there are so many things to thank you for. Our gratitude is endless for all the blessings you bring us, all the gifts, the wisdom, the insight, the encouragement, the comfort, the encouragement, and just a sense of lightness about life. We thank you for standing with us in our heart, that our heart may be our greater intelligence. And today we ask that you stand with us most especially to conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit and the grace of our Heavenly Father into the lives of everyone here to receive, and into the lives of everyone they touch and everyone they pray for, into the lives of all of those who have suffered so greatly by the physical challenges and traumas that have come upon our earth in the last few weeks, and upon the lives of those who fear, who live in fear of political danger every day of their life, in the lives of those who are starving for food and wondering how they will eat tomorrow, in the lives of those who are threatened by oppression, wondering if they will even be alive tomorrow. We ask that you make this day the most special day of our life, that this day and this moment can become a template for the future that creates tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow as another perfect day, another perfect moment by your love and by the will of God. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest and be with God. Blessings to you from me also. And I wish you a very happy week. I look forward to you being back together next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.